Welcome to the second episode of the Pixel Shadow. Today we are going to be going on a mining spree, as we started last time but we ran out of time. So I'm gonna get into the game. I made some ladders off camera, as you can see. And also, I want to give a big thank you to the people who've subscribed on my YouTube channel and have been following me on Twitter. So you can find me using the hashtag ThePixelShadow, and we're gonna get into the game. So, see, down the ladder, I've done a little digging in the ground with my pickaxe here, my handy-dandy pickaxe, and you just go down. But it's pretty dark down here, so we're gonna need some torches. I also got a bit of coal in my inventory, so I can quickly make some torches. So open your inventory with I, take any form of sticks, and you will find four torches, and put the coal on top. So now I have 8 torches, which I can place down to provide light. You find coal from... I found the coal. You, like, dig underground, and you can find coal ore. And if we come across any, I'll quickly show it to you. So I'm just going to stay on this ladder, dig down a bit, and then you can place the ladders and climb up it using space. And whoop, I placed it on the wrong side. Here we have a really good ore called iron ore, except you can't mine it with the wooden pickaxe, as you can see. So let's quickly make another pickaxe. It's just all the matters of surviving. No, I don't have any wood left, so I'll quickly go get some wood. Just one plank will do. The wood and make the sticks, just one wood plank in the crafting grid, and right now I have 16 sticks. Let's get back to my house. And let's make a stone pickaxe. You put 2 sticks like this, then take 3 cobblestone or stone, which can be made by smelting cobblestone in your furnace, and you will get the stone pickaxe, which has better durability than the wooden pickaxe and will last longer, things like that, and can break ores and stone faster. So let's get this iron, which can be made to make some really cool things, like better pickaxes and blocks, which look really nice. Do some of that later. I'm just checking the area for any hidden ores in the stone. Looks like none are here, so let's continue going down. You have a 4 block reach, so you have to get closer each time. We just found some coal, which means we can craft some more torches, which is good. Apparently there's no more coal, which means... Oh, spoke too soon. There's a bunch of coal ores here. So, if you were wondering, this is what the coal ore looks like. It looks like stone with a bunch of black streaks. You mine it and you will get 1 coal lump per ore. So, right now I have 4 coal lumps and 1 iron lump. Let's grab a bunch of this so we can make a bunch of torches. And let's quickly make some. Ten and ten. See how many torches that'll get us. 40. So now we have 43 torches, which is really good. fell. So this is like how you mine. You just, simple as that. Every time your pickaxe will break, because can't have forever pickaxes. That'd be too awesome. And look at this fancy ore. I'm actually not quite sure what this is. Two new ores. This is tin lump, which can make, I'm not quite sure. Because that's a part of mod, not just vanilla mine test. So we also got some copper lump, which can be combined with smelted iron ingots, which you get when you smelt iron lumps, to make copper ingot, which are really good. Can make stronger tools and better blocks. And my pickaxe is going to die, so we might want to go to the surface, try and get a copper pickaxe if we have enough. Or just make another stone pickaxe, because I'm sure we have enough sticks for this. So yeah, I'm going to make a new pickaxe. Fresh stone pickaxe, which I'll pick up once I have this one dies, which might die in this hit. Yep. So let's get this pickaxe. We aren't being very lucky right now. Oh! Second time I've spoke too soon. No! Wait, why don't I have any hearts? Well, it's fine by me. Because if I died, that would not be good. Put some torches around. Caves like this, you can find ores like quartz, which I'll quickly get to once I've placed down more ladders. Do not want to get lost in here. These caves can be pretty big. You can find good ore. We'll quickly collect some quartz because that is super good. Super common, but super good. And this is a good cave. Not too big, not too small. So you won't get lost. Yep. Perfect. Perfect cave. And what's up here? Yeah, the cave. Ladders. And we see some more iron here. So I guess we were lucky. This is really good. They're pretty common, but if they have, they can have some really good ores. And I'm running out of ladders. Okay, so there's a bunch of coal right here, which we'll need for torches. And I love the graphics for the torches, by the way. So cool. And is this tin or silver? Silver. Silver is pretty rare. Looks a lot like tin, so tin isn't very good because you can't do much with it. But if finding silver is really good because you can make a tool set. And with the armors mod, you can make an armor set, which we might be downloading soon. Quartz can't do much, but you can make really cool blocks. You can, quartz blocks. In Minecraft, you find this in the Nether, but in Minetest, it's really common in the overworld. So, see, I think I have four now, five lumps. You put four of them in the crafting grid like this, and you'll get 4 quartz blocks, which look really good. We might want to display that in my house somewhere, maybe for the second floor in future episodes. This is actually really good. Put a couple torches here so I remember where the ladder is, so I don't get lost too much. Is this tin or silver? One was silver, one was tin. And my pickaxe broke. If I had another silver, I could make a silver pickaxe. Wait, no, I need to smelt it, I'm pretty sure. But, you can smelt them to make silver ingots and make, a pickaxe slightly better than stone. Even though it's pretty rare. And this cave goes around in a circle. And get as much iron and copper as we can so we can make the bronze ingots. That means we can make, yeah, that was silver. So that means we can make a silver pickaxe when we get home. And I think this is pretty good. And quickly put those together, exactly a stack. And I think we've gotten most of the ores around here except for a few coal. And we'll go, maybe like once we have 60 ladders left, we'll go back home. Perhaps end the episode. I think once I have 80 ladders, I'll go home and show you the silver pickaxe. And the bronze pickaxe, which is really good. Wait, I'm in fly mode. Let's get out of that. Two more, some coal, we'll quickly grab that. And we'll head to the surface. And now we have a decent mine system going on. So let's head up. Go into fast mode. Okay. So let's put a couple torches in my home. And we'll make the silver pickaxe. And I am going to make another furnace so I can smelt multiple things at once. Actually, I'm going to make two. So two. And you put cobblestone in the crafting grid like this, none in the middle. You'll get one furnace for each time. So I'll put that in there. Smelt the copper here. Smelt the iron here. Let's make some more quartz, and I'll show you what the blocks look like in a sec. So I got 8 from that, which is really good. Might make these into slabs, which might look cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. Tell you what I'm planning in a sec. You make slabs by putting 3 quartz blocks in a crafting grid like that, and you will get 6 quartz slabs. You can craft them back just by putting 2 quartz slab in the inventory, I think. Can you not craft them back? I thought you could. Maybe not with quartz. With other things you can. But I'm going to make something really cool. So now that we've gone mining, we can make, like, this little place here. Like, what's it called? A porch. Front door porch. And these have smelted, so I can quickly show you the silver pickaxe. So you take 3 silver ingots, put them in like that, like the regular stone pickaxe, and you will get a silver pickaxe, which actually, I think it's really good texture. Look at it. It's beautiful. And let's see how fast this thing mines. I'm not actually quite sure. Yep, that's a bit faster than stone, and it has a long-lasting durability. I think about twice as much as stone, I'm pretty sure. So let's quickly put that in the chest because we don't need that right now. And let's make some more quartz slabs. Actually, you can break quartz blocks with your fist, which is good. If you misplace it and you don't have a pickaxe in your inventory. So we're going to break the snow. And we're going to make a really cool porch. Which will look nice. And then above it, once I get some more quartz, I can put them over here. If I get one more quartz block, I'll have enough. So I'll quickly go find some, get that silver pickaxe back. Try and find some quartz. Come on, quartz, you know I need to find you. Just 4 more. Getting along well, except that we can't find any quartz. It seems that when you actually want the ore, you can't find it. So, next episode, I'll try and find as much quartz as I can by then. Let's quickly get to the surface. Next episode, we'll finish that porch. And thanks for watching. Please leave a like, subscribe, and comment what you liked best. And bye. Hope you enjoyed the video.